After the explosion on the Space Shuttle Challenger shortly after takeoff in 1986, President Reagan consoled the nation and promised that the conquest of space would go on.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
After the shuttle Columbia blew up on re-entering the atmosphere last weekend, President Bush, at a memorial service at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, made a similar pledge. But Reagan continued to fund the reusable shuttle program. When Bush talks of continuing the exploration of space, the vehicle may no longer be the shuttle, which has been grounded pending a searching congressional inquiry. Suddenly, the question arises of why NASA has been wedded to a reusable vehicle that has now cost 14 lives. In the whole history of American space exploration, there have been only three other fatalities: on the Apollo in 1967 because of a fire during a pre-flight test. A vehicle that could be used many times sounded like a bargain for a money-strapped space agency. It now becomes clear that the shuttle was no bargain. Remarkable is a storm of criticism that has now risen in the press. Greg Easterbrook says in Time magazine that the space shuttle is outmoded, impractical, and, as we've learned again, deadly. E.J. Dionne writes in the Washington Post that the question to be answered is whether we are more willing to risk lives than to spend money. In the Hill newspaper, Josh Marshall asks, couldn't we have designed something better and safer than a vehicle employing a 30-year-old technology? It comes as an unpleasant surprise to Americans who have thought of everything connected with space as being the most advanced. State-of-the-art was the phrase that defined these vehicles that zoomed up from launching pads into the distant universe. Space also gave us another cliché, the right stuff. But the right stuff meant those superb astronauts who could walk on the moon and maybe someday on Mars. The right stuff doesn't apply to what the Congressional General Accounting Office has called high-risk operations of government in its contract management function. Richard Bloomberg, chairman of the Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel, testified on Capitol Hill last April, "I have never been as worried for space shuttle safety as I am right now." Like most Americans, I had no idea that this cost-cutting 30-year-old vehicle might be a problem. Now we know. And a little late, the government is considering whether to close down the shuttle program. This is Daniel Shore.